Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi everyone, welcome. I'm so excited to introduce my guest today. We have Melanie Colton, who is a sacred womb doula and catalyst for divine feminine embodiment. She supports the next level woman in unlocking the wisdom of her womb to awaken her creatress and rebirth through the divine feminine within her. Melanie is an intuitive healer, soul-filled mentor, and founder of the Soul-Filled Sisterhood. She has a soul purpose in guiding women back to their inner flame of purpose, passion, and desire, and healing the essence of divine feminine energy through sisterhood and the reunion with the sacred masculine. Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So I can't wait to ask you lots of questions and dive into all of these juicy topics. But I want to hear your story. Like, how did you end up doing this work?
This all kind of came to be probably about like 10 years ago now, was like, you know, what people would call like the quote unquote, like the spiritual awakening. There was an event, you know, in my life, in my marriage in particular, where I found out that my husband had been having an affair. Wow. And we decided to separate. And it was like during that process of like separation, but almost like instantaneously of like finding out and there being like this raw gut punch reaction, but also this like euphoric weight lifted off of my shoulder. Like there was some type of freedom, like in that moment, like there was like this awakening that was happening. And I've always been a very spiritual person. I've always believed in higher consciousness. I've always believed in, you know, the quantum field and energy work and everything like that, but not enough to like say I had embodied it, to say that it was actually a part of who I was. And I actually found myself kind of like coming back into learning more about the unknown. Because like, I felt like nobody physically around me could really understand what I was going through, because I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I wasn't bitter. I wasn't seeking revenge. I knew my husband's actions had nothing to do with me and were the result of him numbing his inner pain from his childhood. And I had nothing but empathy and understanding for him. Like, he didn't need to explain anything to me because he was actually lying to himself. And I'm like, and I could see through the lies of, you know, of what was actually going on, and just able to hold space without judgment. The people around me could not do the same, right? Like, we're really conditioned as a society to, you know, jump on the bandwagon of pulling and tearing people down, of making people feel like shit for shitty decisions, right? And so I really like could feel the presence of like spirit kind of like coming in around me. And I started to pray, like not in a religious sense, but in pray, like prayer is how I speak to, you know, spirit, it's how I speak to the universe. It's how I speak, you know, to my guides. And I found myself kind of like coming back into like the astrology and understanding what the energy that was moving through the cosmos and how it was like affecting, you know, myself personally, and, you know, the emotions that were kind of like coming up and, you know, moving through me, and where they were coming through and where I was being guided to release and anchor more into. And through this whole process, really what it did is it brought me back to myself. I had realized I didn't know who I was. I had lost my identity, not just in my marriage, but pretty much in all relationships that I had had up until that point. I gave so much of myself that I didn't know who I was anymore. And so my business, in short, really came from the journey of coming back into myself, to relearning who I am, what it is that lights me up, what brings me joy, what my purpose is, what my passion is, what makes me feel like fulfilled. And people in my community just started to see this shift, and they just started to see this confidence, and they started to see this grounding that didn't make sense based off of their, limiting beliefs and their conditionings of like, when something like this happens, you're supposed to fall apart. And I didn't. And so people were really, really intrigued. And even more so, my husband and I decided to stay together when we worked through our marriage and we anchored our marriage. And now it's something that is just like so beautifully divine and balanced and healthy and emotionally intelligent. That we have, I get a lot of people that are just like, how do you do it? And that's essentially like how, the business aspect kind of birth was people just kept on coming, how, and can you help me? And what can I do? And what can I incorporate? And what are the tools? And it's just been like a beautiful journey ever since.
That's amazing. So you're still together with your husband
I
now.
am, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment. So, okay, I have so many questions. I
Yeah.
want to know, like, what are your kind of like favorite go-to tools that, you recommend and that you're consistently using that allow you to keep that connection to yourself and to really be prioritizing, who you are and your desires, no matter, kind of what's going on in your relationships around you?
There's a few, right? So first and foremost, really understanding like my personal like energetic makeup. My human design, my gene keys, how I process, emotions and thoughts and feelings and everything like that. And then like on the back end of that, right, that daily check-in of like what's mine and what have I picked up along the way that I can release. I find that we consume and we take on a lot of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that are not ours, that, it's just part of the human, the human journey and that collective energy that, our energies intertwine and we do take on things that aren't our own. So having like a grounding practice of just like checking in with myself of, especially when emotions are triggered and emotions are arising within me, is this mine? And then releasing it in a way that is intuitive to, benefiting the best outcome on the back end. Outside of that, I'm really, really big into like Kundalini and breath work and Tantra. So the art of Tantra as a Tantra teacher. So really like being in touch with my body, like physically touching my body, right? Because when we reconnect into our body, it takes us out of that, like that monkey brain, that lizard brain, right? That, analytical, right? That analytical thought process and brings us back into the present moment. And when we're sitting in the present, we're able to see things almost like at a perspective that's outside of ourselves. So the emotion isn't like triggered on a personal level. And we can actually, or I can actually, I guess, right? move through it from like almost like a detached point of view, but a healthy detached point of view. So when the cord is cut, the cord is cut, and there is no regrowth.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love all of those tools too. Okay. Hey, I have a really exciting new free series that I want to make sure you know about. It's called Sign Soulmate Clients with Astrology. And I created this because when I work with clients using their astrology charts, they stop
trying to sell offers in a way that feels like pushing a boulder up a hill. They start selling what they're really excited to offer. They raise their rates, often doubling them. And soulmate clients start showing up more quickly and easily than ever, which is why I'm so thrilled to share this special three-part training series with you to show you how to read specific parts of your chart to cut the drama of overthinking your storytelling and your prices and cut straight to the actions and insights that lead to signing soulmate clients consistently with ease month after month. So when you sign up, you're going to get instant access to video number one, which is all about signing soulmate clients by selling from your sun sign. Video number two is about tapping into your sales flow through your second house. And video number three is going to show you how to create your unique ritual for consistent clients and money flow. You don't need to know anything more than your birth time, date, and place, and I will show you what you need to know about your birth chart. This is for anyone looking to create a more consistent flow of sales from soulmate clients. And you can find this by going to my website with sarahmack.com under the freebies tab or by the link in my bio on my social channels.
I have a question that's bubbling up. So something that I've been thinking about recently is just like navigating that line as a woman who, like, I feel like we get a lot of fulfillment from caring for others. And obviously there's a lot of conditioning, you know, culturally around that. And so I'm always kind of in this like internal struggle between like, is this just the role that I've been conditioned into? Or like, is this who I am and something that's a part of my nature and something that fulfills me? And, you know, I think the tendency for me, and I know others can probably relate to this, is like, it's easy to default into caring for others and finding fulfillment from that. And then like kind of allowing our priorities to slip down the priority list and kind of like end up at the bottom, particularly things that maybe there's more resistance around, like sharing our creative work in the world, or, you know, kind of stretching outside of our comfort zone with our work and with our voice and our visibility. And, you know, knowing that that's like a constant negotiation of really having to prioritize those things. But I also learned recently that where your Venus placement is in astrology is kind of what you're here to embody. And mine's in Cancer, which is like all about emotion and, you know, like being homey and like home cooked meals and caring for others. And so I thought it was funny that that information came to light for me right at that moment where I'm just struggling between, like, you know, wanting to be in a family with my husband who we've been, you know, internationally long distance for so many years and are finally kind of like settling into the same country and the same home. And at the same time, feeling that like fear that I will, that kind of area of fulfillment will like take over, you know, time and energy spent into my creative work and kind of being, yes, oscillating on that spectrum. I'm wondering what you're
right. Yes. And it is like, when we look at, you know, the different placements in our charts, when we look at, you know, the activations within like our human design and stuff like that, right? We can get into that deeper layer of understanding like what our best environment is. If we're more conducive to being in our feminine energy, more conducive to being in our masculine energy, but also understanding where our shadow aspects is, right? Because a lot of the time the nurture, the need to nurture outside of ourselves is a trauma response. Right. Mm-hmm. It is a form of seeking external validation. And that's where those worries kind of come in. Because if it's truly what we're meant to be doing, there is no worry. There is no depletion. There is no needing a timeout and a pause. Right. That's always like red flags. If we're feeling depleted doing this, if we're feeling like we're forced to do this, if we're feeling undervalued doing this, then it's not what we're actually meant to be doing. It's out of alignment. It might be out of an alignment to who we're doing it. It might be out of alignment to the way that we're doing it, not necessarily the action of taking care of others, right? Because as healers, right, as light workers, as guides, as mediums and all of that stuff, we're here to be in a place of service. But that doesn't mean that we just give until we have nothing else to give. It doesn't mean that we're trying to pull people along or we're trying to convince people. Because I feel like that's a lot of what we dive into, of we see the potential of people. We see the soul aspect of people that they haven't yet met within themselves. And that can become a very frustrating relationship of all like, oh my God, but if you just do this, like, you'll be happy. Like, your life will change. And they're just like, no, 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 no. And you just sit and you convince. And it just, the energy in that action really turns into something that's less than desirable and becomes not fulfilling. But as women as a whole, right, we are gifted with, you know, a cyclical nature, right? As women, we are connected, right, to, you know, the moon energy. We are connected to our menses cycle. And within that dynamic, right, there are the phases of the divine feminine, the mother being one of those phases. So even if we are predominantly in that mothering energy, that nurturing energy, that giving energy, that tending to energy, we're not ever supposed to be in one essence 100% of the time. And so while we have these fears of like starting the family and then having enough time for our creativity, right? The maiden within you that wants to explore, that wants to try new things, that wants to create, that wants to be free, she's not going to die in you. She's still going to exist in you. She's still going to be desiring to come out. She will still be knocking on your door to remind you that she exists within you. Right? This is where it's very, very beneficial. And it's so beautiful to see that, you know, so many women coming back into that cyclical nature, so many women finding kind of like the beauty and the gift of having a menstrual cycle, right? Western cultures, we have been very much conditioned to believe that it is something of a burden, something to kind of be, you know, like to hide, to find shame, to, you know, kind of. And when we look at Eastern traditions, when we look at, you know, tribal connections, we look at like the red tent and we look at the beauty and the power that actually resides within the womb space, within the woman that we have been taught to disconnect from because of fear of patriarchal, you know, suppression of the power of the woman, power of the womb space. We see so many women kind of like reconnecting back into that and kind of like reinitiating into that cyclical nature. And so we'll find the fears of being stuck in a box, being labeled as such, right? Start to, you know, dissipate the more we tap back into that and the more we rise into that empowered feminine as a collective.
Yeah, I love that. How that's kind of blending with me is, yeah, because obviously we live in a world that isn't always reflecting these cycles back to us. And so it really is like, it's internal work with being present, like you're saying, with our bodies moment by moment, to seeing, yeah, being like more acutely tuned into like what our needs and feelings and desires are from moment to moment. And that recognizing, I think it's helpful to have, you know, that more of a diversity of female feminine archetypes, to be able to see those aspects of ourselves and start to acknowledge those different parts and knowing, yeah, I love that you said that they,
yeah, like, absolutely. Like, parts. You know, like my son is like 20, right? So it's just like when I had my first child, like none of this, like openness to discuss, you know, tapping into the body, the beautiful, like even just discussing the female body as a whole, like put spirituality and consciousness on a whole other shelf, but just like having open conversations around what happens within our body as a female, it didn't exist. Like it didn't exist. Like, you know, the conversations around sex ed and family, you know, management, like in high school did not ever go into, you know, like the hormonal states of, you know, the ebbs and flows and how it changes, how we're not crazy, right? Like, and how depression hits, because it's, you know, depression among women, especially depression among women who are suffering with, you know, endometriosis, PCOS, disconnect from their, like, I'm going to just say all womb diseases, is really, really high. Even still now, Now we're seeing the holistic medicines being used, and we're seeing, more of the conversation how the disease in our body is stuck emotion from an energy, like from a non-energetic release that hasn't happened. And people are a lot more open, right, to a little bit more of that woo-woo energy, that energy work and stuff like that. But that didn't exist. That didn't exist, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. It was like happening in like quiet. You needed to know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And now you can just like you go on TikTok, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, and you can find resources to all of this stuff, which just expands our toolbox as a whole, right? For staying rooted in who we are, for better understanding, what it means to be a woman, but also what it means to be a man, right? I just predominantly work with women, so I speak of women, but I'm very much about the equality and the balance because we do need that masculine and that feminine, right, for that awakened consciousness on a collective level. But yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and I love all of this stuff, and I've kind of dabbled in tracking my menstrual cycle, tracking the different phases, like not, getting to know sort of the different moods and spectrum of feelings and certain types of activities that kind of lend themselves to those phases, or at least using, this information as a way to self-reflect and like, what is my experience of this? And then you've got like the moon cycles, you've got your menstrual cycle, like it can kind of feel like a lot of new information at once. So I'm curious, like, what you have to say to someone who's like, yeah, I want to be more connected with my body. I want to like gain more of an awareness of my experience and my needs and desires, and just to feel more connected to those and to be living more in harmony with myself. Like, what would you recommend is like a good
Super,
base
super
place to
simple,
start?
right? Like super, super simple. At the end of every single day, spend about 5 minutes, take some deep, grounding breaths, pull that energy from the mind down into your heart, down into your womb, and just track like, how was my energy today? How was my mood today? And then, where am I on my cycle? Right, there are so many menstrual tracking apps out there that you can actually create, like that have little notes that you can add. And so I would recommend for like 60 days, right, of just checking in every single day, where was my energy? Where was I on my cycle? Where was my emotions? And what this is going to do is you're going to start to see, right, that cycle begin to appear. Right. When I'm ovulating, I tend to be, have more energy. I feel more confident. I feel more sexy. I can take on the world. I can get all of the things done. Right. When I'm menstruating, I'm a little bit more tired. I'm a little bit more sluggish. I'm a little bit more grumpy. I'm a little bit more hungry. Right. So, and what we're going to see is this, repetitive nature every, 28 days, essentially. Right. Each phase of your cycle will last anywhere from 5 to 10 days, depending on the particular phase. And then you can just kind of like add on a layer and layer as you go on. But just starting with like your emotions, your energy level, right, and your mindset, you'll start to learn how your cycle like affects you. And then so you can take that into business. You can take that into social engagements. When I'm menstruating, I don't want to be near people. Right? Like I don't want to hold space for other people. So, I book off. I don't take any private clients at that time. I'm not launching at that time. Like I'm in a cocoon and I am like posting, stuff that I was pre-written, right? Like, kind of a thing. When I'm ovulating, I'm in my energy. It's when I'm going to get on live. It's when I'm going to, film my reels. It's when I'm going to, launch or do a masterclass type of, type of a thing, when I'm in, the luteal phase, what the follicular phase, right? So it's just like you learn how your energy changes, and then you adapt your schedule around how it can be best amplified in that energy.
Yeah, I love that. And I think setting like short experiments, for a set number of days is such a great way to really feel like, oh, I'm just going to really commit to this. And then you're going to get that break, those breakthroughs, that data and that knowledge. You'll really like see it and integrate it. And like you say, it'll be easier to kind of layer on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm definitely gonna give that a go. So I could talk to you all day, but we are gonna wrap it up. So please, can you tell everyone who wants to learn more about your work and what you're up to? Where can they find you?
I'm on Facebook as Melanie Colton. You can come follow me, you can friend me, all of those good things. I am on Instagram as the Alchemical Womb Goddess. I'm not as active on there. I'm starting to become more active on there, but then also you can reach out directly through my website, which is just, melaniecolton.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here and
Thank
sharing all of
you.
your wisdom. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. Please share this episode with anyone who you know would love it. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website withsarahmack.com and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.